Listen, when COVID happened, everybody went, oh, I'm bored. I'm going to get a real estate license. But nobody knew what to do after they got their real estate license. I think those types of realtors are going to go away. And I think the cream is going to rise to the top. And welcome to Life with a Sherry on Top. I am your host, Sherry Hagan, and today I am joined again by my husband, Kevin. Hello, handsome.
What's up, beautiful?
How are you?
It's a Monday afternoon, and we're kind of late doing this.
We are so late.
Rough day today. Yeah. But I'm fine. Thank you for asking.
Oh, you are so welcome. we are very late because once again, I had a sinus infection. Like, it never went away the first time with the first round of antibiotics. And so I went on a second round of stronger antibiotics, and I'm still suffering the effects, but at least I sound more like myself today, I think, than
we have in a while.
Okay. So, first I want to talk about, because I'm super excited. I got this email on Sunday it was yesterday. Sad.
I don't know.
Right?
Over the weekend.
Yeah, from PopCon, which is apparently it's a convention that's going on in Indianapolis this weekend. It's called the PopCon Podcast. And there's a bunch of other things going on at the convention center, too, kind of simultaneously.
Yeah, it seems to take up a small area of the convention, so there's a lot of stuff happening there, but that's one of the things.
Yeah, so I was notified that the show has been nominated for an award and that I am a finalist.
Yay!
I know! I was so excited!
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, it really is.
Yay you!
Yay us!
Your show, baby. Okay.
You're a huge part of the show. But yeah, I'm super excited. So we actually leave for vacation on Sunday for my husband's 60th birthday trip. We are going to where?
Punta Cana. Well, flying into Punta Cana. It's Capacana.
That's what it's called. Yeah. I don't know why I can't remember that. We're going to stay at the Margaritaville there. Mm-hmm. So we're excited about that. So we leave on Sunday for his birthday trip. And I was just notified about this yesterday. And so it didn't give me a lot of time to plan a trip to Indianapolis. But thankfully, the awards are Friday when we're still home. So we're going to drive down, spend the night in Indianapolis, and then drive home. So wish me luck, everybody. I'm super, super excited about it. I'm literally so excited about it.
Gonna have to write a speech, a thank you note to all your fans and
I know
the PopCon.
Oh, don't I? You know what? I didn't even, I hadn't even thought about that because all I can think about is it's gonna be a 3-hour drive and I'm gonna lose.
Nice. What's that? Because it said if you weren't going to send a acceptance video.
It did.
So
yeah.
So you should probably just. I don't know how many people are there. I don't know if it's 5 people, 500.
But I have no idea. All right. So anyway, I'm super excited about it. I don't care if there's 3 people there. I'm super excited about it.
Listen, it'd be amazing to win.
Yeah. So that's the first thing I wanted to talk about. And then the main topic of today's podcast is I want to talk about the changes in real estate because it is all over the news, the lawsuit against NAR. And
what's NAR for those who?
Yeah,
because I don't even think I know.
National Association of Realtors.
Yes,
there's also individual companies that have been called out and that have settled. Mm-hmm. So Remax has settled. Coldwell Banker has settled. I don't know. There's a whole bunch. There's a laundry list of things. But I've had people ask me. Specifically sellers, you know, they're like, oh, so come July 1st, because according to the news, come July 1st, you'll never need a realtor again. which is just insane. So I do want to talk about it. Come July 1st, nothing's going to change. And that's what I tell my clients. The fact of the matter is, if you want your house to be shown, you're going to have to pay a buyer's agent to show your house. The only difference is that some idiot somewhere along the way said the words standard commission, and I'm using my air quotes, right? There's no such thing as a standard commission. However, there is such a thing as getting paid for the work that you do. And so...
Can I interrupt you on that for a second?
Yeah, please.
So I know it's not a standard commission, but wasn't it just kind of a preset number that was out there all the time? Wasn't it always a certain X percent?
I can tell you when I started in the business 12 years ago, 6% was the number always flying around.
Right.
Okay.
That's not in a contract or anywhere else. That's always
it's written in.
It's added in. Right.
Yeah. You add it to the contract.
So it had been negotiated on some deals always. By some. Okay.
Yeah. So I had never once said to a client, the standard commission is.
Right.
Because there's no such thing. What gotcha. I say is, let's look at the MLS and see what people are paying the buyer's agents to show their house. Most everybody was paying 2.5% to buyer's agents, right? And I know the perception to the world is all you do is put a key in a door and walk away. And why should I have to pay you 2.5%? Okay, so let's first talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
There are some agents that do exactly that, and mm-hmm. they certainly don't deserve 2.5%. However, here's what you get with a experienced agent, right? We're going to open the door. We're going to make sure nobody's stealing from your house, sellers. We're going to show your house. We're going to negotiate a contract. We're going to negotiate a price. We're going to show the buyer the comps in the area, the comparables in the area. My apologies. I'm using the lingo, and some people aren't going to know what that is. I apologize. We're going to advise you on home inspectors and attorneys and walk you through the steps on what you need to do next. And lenders, by the way, too. So we do a lot more than meets the eye. Okay. And then behind the scenes, what you don't know is, you know, we are talking to the lender, making sure that you're pre-approved, and that does not mean pre-qualified. Those are two different things. And I'm not going to tell you the difference because I don't want you to know, because you're the audience and you're supposed to hire your realtor to know the difference. But aside from that, I mean, there's 1,000 things that go on behind the scene that people mm-hmm. do not realize. And that's just on the buyer side. On the seller side.
I'm going to go back a second because people have a different, and I always did until you got into this industry and into the business.
Right.
You know, people have a perception that 2.5% goes to your pocket. You want to, can you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I'm happy to. So it's a great question, and I'm actually glad that you brought that up. So regardless of the percentage, okay, you could ask for 1%, whatever. That percentage does not go straight to that particular realtor.
Mm-hmm.
How it is split is whatever that percentage rate says on the MLS. Let's just use 2.5% because nothing's changing with my clients. That's what I'm going to advise them to do. Mm-hmm. Okay. So at 2.5%, that agent has their own deal. Every single realtor in this country has their own unique deal with their brokerage. Mm-hmm. And the brokerage means their company. So I know what my deal is with Coldwell Banker.
Right.
I'm not going to disclose it, but I know it. So Coldwell Banker gets 2.5% in that scenario.
Right.
Okay. And then I get my portion of that 2.5% that I have negotiated with Coldwell Banker. it is never 100%. Just so you're aware. Thank you for asking that question, because it's really important
that people understand that. Right. I don't think anybody ever really talks about that.
No, they don't. And then on the selling side of things, it's a lot more labor intensive to be a listing agent than it is to be a buyer's agent. The laundry list, I guess, is longer for things to do for listings. And this is where you're going to tell me that I just kind of gloss over things. But for me, right, for me to say to my clients, okay, let's just use round numbers here. You can get $400,000 for your house if you do A, B, C, D, E, F, G, right? If you don't and you want to sell it exactly the way it looks right now, this is what you're going to get. And it could be whatever, 350, 375, whatever. But yes, if you follow my recommendations, and I am, first of all, I'm a certified stager. I'm a decorator. I recommend paint colors. I recommend contractors. I recommend cleaning companies. I recommend, you know what I mean? So there's a thousand things that goes along with that. And a lot of times people will say to me, okay, I'll do those things, but they don't use the people that I recommend. It makes a huge difference. If you have a shitty paint job on your walls, it's going to make a huge difference.
It's worse than not painting at all sometimes.
Right, exactly. So so there's those kinds of things, right? Because obviously I want you to get top dollar for your home. And if you listen to the advice of your realtor, they will try to get you top dollar. Now, in addition to those things, we also have to negotiate the contract. We also have to follow up with the buyer's lender and make sure that they're qualified, because the letter doesn't mean diddly squat, people. You have to follow up. That letter could have been, you know, written by a company that went out of business. And if you don't follow up, you don't know.
Good point.
You have to make sure that they've pulled their credit, that they've already done the homework, that they've, you know, they didn't just send out a letter that says, oh yeah, they're fine. You know, they said they made $300,000 a year, but then they never followed up. And I'm telling you, this happens all the time. So it's really, really important. And then walking people through the entire process is just, it's huge. Buyers and sellers, they need to know what to expect on every turn. You know, it's a 45 to 60 day process typically right now, because it's a seller's market and there's more sellers than there are, or there's more buyers than there are sellers. And so everything's going in the matter of hours or days, right? So 45 to 60 days. And it's the biggest purchase anybody's probably ever going to make. And if you aren't comfortable, right, with the person that you've hired, and it's so important, you guys, because you need to know, you need to understand the contract. I walk every single client through every paragraph of the contract that they're signing, because I want them to understand what they're signing. If somebody throws something at you and says, here, sign this, and you're dumb enough to do it, then, you know, you get what you pay for. And that what I learned a long time ago, one of the best things I think my mother ever said to me was, don't cheap out on the expensive stuff, right? The cars, the houses, whatever, because those are the things you're immediately going to regret if you cheap out on things. And, I've always kind of followed that, that's, and it's the same way when people say, oh, do you have a, whatever, do you have a cheap electrician? I'm like, no, but I have an electrician, because they deserve to get paid what their value is. I don't understand why people think realtors don't fall under that same category. Somehow we've become the used car salesman of real estate. And that's, and I know That's a slam on used car salesmen, and I don't mean it to be, but that's, you know, how people always refer to...
Right. Well, because there are some out there that don't pull their weight.
Right.
And unfortunately, there may be more than the people that do, which is maybe why this occurred in the first place. But
well, that's exactly right.
From, you know, like I know you, when you go to list a house for a seller, you're hiring usually a professional photographer, and that's a that's a huge difference too. When someone actually does, you know, I think you can see some of these things, and
on the MLS, yeah,
right. The people are just it's on their iPhone or worse, you know, and it's pretty obvious when you look at it, going, wow, that's a blurry picture. It's a terrible picture. I can't tell anything.
The toilet lid is up. It drives me freaking crazy.
Just the little details,
yeah.
Make a big difference.
It makes a huge difference. Yeah. And I just want to correct something because you said I almost always use a professional photographer. I always use a professional photographer.
Yeah.
Just for the record.
So nothing changed from the seller side.
Nothing's going to change on either side as far as I'm concerned. Here's what's going to change in the industry, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I think all the people that have, listen, when COVID happened, everybody went, oh, I'm bored. I'm going to get a real estate license. True. This happened. It was like, it was like a boom, and everybody in the world got their real estate license, but nobody knew what to do after they got their real estate license. And it was COVID. So they didn't have anybody to learn from. Yeah. Right. So I think all those, you know, there's all those, I call them fly by night companies that have popped up, and, they don't accept earnest money because they're not a real company. They don't want to take any responsibility for, for the work that they're doing. Mm-hmm. Right. I think those types of realtors and brokerages are going to go away. And I think the cream is going to rise to the top. And those people will forever be there. And I'm including myself at the top of that. I'm very proud to say that I'm almost always, not always, but I'm almost always top 20% of my office.
Huge office.
Anyway, so yeah, I really did want to talk about that because it's coming up. It's in the news. The news skews everything. And by the way, the attorney that, this is my favorite part of the whole story. The attorney that started this entire thing is in St. Louis, right? And after the lawsuit happened with NAR, the lawsuit was won by the plaintiffs, the attorney came out and was talking to all the reporters about, you know, how this is going to change the industry. And this is, you know, no such thing as standard commission anymore and yada, yada, yada. However, when he was asked what percentage he was taking of the deal, his answer was, standard commission. Percent. Yeah. My standard commission is 45% or whatever the hell it was. So let's start suing attorneys for having standard commissions. He said it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's how this whole thing started.
Yeah.
It's not going to turn the industry upside down. I promise you it's not going to.
So isn't it? I talked to you a little bit about this, but just sharing this, I had a thought that it's not going to kill the industry or anything, obviously, but some people are going to get hurt by not having that protection or having that professional understanding of the process.
Yes.
People are going to get hurt. That's what's going to turn it back to where, hey, you know, there wasn't a standard commission. There was just a negotiation and it still needs to happen.
Yeah.
I think people think this is just falling off the table, but you're not going to get the service. Someone, you know, this is not a game you want to play with your largest purchase of your life.
Exactly,
you
know, right. Who this hurts the most, who it really hurts the most is first-time homebuyers.
Yeah.
Especially first, because right now FHA requirements are, so there's three different kinds of loans, and I don't want to get too deep into this, but I'll talk about it for a minute. There's FHA, well, actually there's more than three, but the standard three are FHA loans, conventional loans, and VA loans. VA loans are obviously for veterans. They don't require any money down. And by the way, they shouldn't have to. They serve this country, so yeah. Yay them.
Right.
Right? That's how I feel.
Yeah.
FHA requires, in the state of Illinois, actually it's a federal program, so it's in the country, 3.5% down. So what's going to happen, what the industry is trying to do is to say, you don't need to pay the buyer's agent. Now the buyer has to pay the buyer's agent. But how is a buyer who only has 3.5% down going to be able to afford to pay 2.5%, or if it's not 2.5%, even
1%,
even 1%, how are they going to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Because they only have whatever they have,
X amount of dollars,
$7,500 to put down on a house, mm-hmm. right? They're not going to be able to do it. And if you think that realtors are going to feel sorry for the first time home buyer and go, oh, you poor thing, I'll work for free, it's just not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a shame that it's going to hurt the people who it's supposed to be helping the most.
Mm.
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
And it's the truth. I think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And so even now, the changes that have been put in place, specifically with our MLS system, is now we have what the buyer's agent is going to make and what the seller's agent is going to make. Seller's agent was never a part of that process on the MLS.
Mm.
Now it's on there, which is fine. I don't have a problem disclosing what I'm making.
Yeah.
At
and
all.
That's all due to this situation.
Right.
They want to
regulate
it, quote unquote.
I guess the point to this soapbox is in my world of real estate, nothing is going to change. I'm going mm-hmm. to tell my sellers, if you would like your house shown, I suggest you pay the buyer's agent. And in terms of first-time home buyers, I really do think that they're going to be the most vulnerable.
Yeah.
And that's a shame.
Yeah.
It really is.
Tough way to start.
Yeah. My first house was FHA.
Mm-hmm.
My first house that I bought with my ex-husband, it was 6.75% interest. It was a 3-year ARM, and we only had to put 3.5% down. And at the time, I think the townhouse we bought was $95,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I know I'm going back a lot of years, but that's what it was.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have been able to afford
20% of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Just not a chance.
Right.
Okay, so we're going to end it at that. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Please hit the subscribe button if you don't mind, because that is how I get my listeners. And I just wanted to mention once again that Kevin and I will both be on vacation next week for his 60th. So Life with a Sherry on Top will be on vacation as well. But you'll hear from us again in 2 weeks. Bye-bye, everybody.